Our body, mind and soul are a part of nature. We are the natural environment, not a separate part of the natural world. Our mind is a reflection of our body. When our body is calm, our mind is calm. When our mind is stable and calm, our nervous system is stable and better decisions can be taken when we are in a state of calm. Our inner body is in a constant state of movement. We don't realize it, but our heart is pumping blood continuously. The rivers of impure and pure blood flow continuously, carrying nourishment to all parts of the body. The joints move. The organs within are continuously moving and working for us. And our bodies are also designed for movement. To walk, to run, to climb, to stretch. Our bodies are still designed for the hunter-gatherer days, when we walked for miles at a stretch in search of food or water or shelter. Our body speaks to us through the language of sensation. When we pay attention to the various movements of our body, we become aware of the sensations and begin to understand what it says. Today we'll pay attention to the sensations in our body when we move them. The aim is to be conscious and aware of the different parts of your body and allow yourself to experience how each part feels without trying to change anything. Find a place that has space to sit where your hands can flap like a bird without hitting something. Also a place to stand and move your hands. Now, be seated in a comfortable but not too relaxed posture with a straight back, not too stiff. Sit as if your shoulders are proud but not arrogant. Take a deep breath in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth. Take another breath. Now let your breath come back to its normal rhythm. Pay attention to how the body moves in response to the breath. The chest, the shoulders, the abdomen. Leave your hands loose on both the sides. As you breathe in, lift them up. And as you blow out, bring them down like a bird flapping its wings. Do it twice more. Now take your right hand out and take a good look at it. Look at it as if you are seeing it for the first time. The color, shape, size, the lines on the palm, the fingers, the back of the hand, up to the wrists. We use our hands so much We wash them so many times. Now rub your hands 4 or 5 times and see if there are any sensations. What do you feel? Now clap your hands 3 or 4 times hard and loudly. Hold them in front of you and gently close your eyes. Now, how do you know that your hand is still there since your eyes are closed? What is the experience? Notice the sensation. Can you feel the movement in your hands? Within your hands? Both your hands? Now stamp your feet 3-4 times on the floor as if you were doing Kathak sitting down. Now notice your feet. Can you feel similar sensations? Can you feel the sensations both on the hands and the feet together? Now observe your eyes. They are closed, isn't it? How do your eyes feel? Your lips. Now lift your hand very slowly. And as you lift, like slow motion, observe your joints. The elbow and the shoulder joint, and notice every sensation as you lift up. Can you feel the sensation in your whole arm? Can you feel the cloth, the sleeve, move as you lift it up? Now your arm is stretched upwards towards the sky. Both your arms. Now try and stretch each arm to further away from the right, then the left. Stretch your right hand up, then your left hand up, as if they are competing with each other. Notice where you feel the sensations in your body as you do this. Can you see, feel the stretch on your neck, your back, your waist? Now open your eyes for the rest of the session. Bring your hands down to your arm of your chair, if you have one, and slowly stand up, very slowly. And observe the sensations on your hips or your thighs as you stand up. Now come to a standing position. Notice the weight of the body on your feet. Stand with your feet 1 foot apart. Now place your hands behind your neck and interlock it. Now rest your neck and head on your hands. Just rest it, don't push it. Can you feel the stretch on your chest? Try and push your elbows behind. Where can you feel sensations? Take 2 deep breaths here and notice how the chest moves. Now point your arms to either sides and widen the distance between your legs to form a 5-point star. Notice the sensations throughout your body, starting from the head to the shoulders, the hands, the front of the body, the chest, the stomach, the abdomen, the back of the body, the upper back, lower back, middle back, spinal cord, and then the rib cage, and then the hips, the thighs, the lower legs, and the feet up to the toes. Now feel into the 10 toes, exploring them to see whether we could see the same sensation we had. Notice how sensations keep changing. Now stand there like a star and feel safe and grounded to Mother Earth. Now come back to your seated position. Focus your attention on your breath. Take a deep breath. Look around you. Become aware of your surroundings. Give yourself a nice stretch. This is Subbalakshmi. Thank you for doing this exercise. Have a great day. Namaste.